M87 recording length 15 minutes and this recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 87 elliptical galaxy M87, NGC 4486, type E1, in Virgo Virgo M87.jpg, right ascension 12, 30.8, H:M, declination plus 12, 24, Deg:M, distance 60,000, Cli. Visual brightness 8.6, mag, apparent dimension 7.0, arc min, discovered 1781 by Charles Messier, the giant elliptical galaxy Messier 87, million 87, NGC 4486, also called Virgo A, is one of the most remarkable objects in the sky. It is perhaps the dominant galaxy in the closest big cluster to us, the famous Virgo cluster of galaxies. Sometimes also called Coma Virgo Cluster, which is more accurate, as it extends into constellation Coma, and lies at the distance of this cluster, about 60 million light-years. M87 lies well in the heart of the Virgo Cluster, together with a lot of galaxies including M84 and M86. M87 has been discovered and catalogued by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781 when he also catalogued 7 more nebulous objects in the same region, and actually are all member galaxies of the Virgo cluster, as well as globular cluster M92. M87's diameter of apparently about 7, corresponds to a linear extension of 120,000 light-years, more than the diameter of our Milky Way's disk. However, as M87 is of type E1 or E0, it fills a much larger volume, and thus contains much more stars, and mass, than our galaxy, certainly several trillion. 10^12, solar masses, J.C. Brandt and R.G. Rosen have estimated 2.7 trillion. This galaxy is also of extreme luminosity, with an absolute magnitude of about 22. This giant is situated between a number of apparently close neighbors. Some of them are probably physical satellites, while others may be apparent neighbors because of projection effects only. The brightest of these dwarf galaxies are NGC 4476. NGC 4478, NGC 4486A, and NGC 4486B. On very deep photographic plates, David Mullen of the Anglo-Australian Observatory has found that M87 extends out even further. Its outer parts are no more circular but significantly elongated, and the galaxy is over half a degree long in these exposures, more than the diameter of the full moon. At M87's distance of 60 million light-years, this corresponds to a linear extension of more than half a million light-years. Its outlayers appear notably distorted, very probably because of gravitational interactions with other Virgo cluster member galaxies, and because they contain material of disrupted galaxies which have been incorporated in M87 during close encounters. M87 is famous for two peculiar and perhaps unique features: a huge globular cluster system found on long exposures, as our image, and a spectacular jet which is better seen on short exposure photographs. We also have a montage of an image showing the globular clusters in the big image, and the jet in a small inset. This magnificent galaxy is perhaps the one with most known globular clusters, while our Milky Way has the modest number of roughly 150 to 200 globulars. M87 possesses a remarkable system of several thousands of these objects. Moderate estimates such as the 1976 work quoted by Burnham give numbers of at least 4,000, while more modern values go up to 15,000. E.g. 13,000 in W.E. Harris Globular Cluster Systems list, surrounding this giant galaxy in a conspicuous halo. The many satellite globular clusters of M87 can be viewed in this image. And in the ad images of M87, the photograph in this page was also obtained by David Mullen with this telescope, and is copyrighted by the Anglo-Australian Observatory. More information on this image is available. The luminosity function of globular clusters, which describes the percentage of globulars in certain luminosity intervals, was used repeatedly in the past to estimate the distance of M87. Most recently, such a distance estimate was performed by B.C. Whitmore, W.B. Sparks, R.A. Lucas, F.D. Mashipto, and J.A. Byretta, APJ 454, L73 December 1, 1995, using HST observations. They estimated a distance of roughly 55 million light-years, in very good accordance with the 56 million light-years obtained for M100 by SETI observations. Corrected for the 1997 Hipparchos results, one arrives about at 60 million light-years. The basic problem of this measurement, however, is perhaps that we do not know if the actual GC luminosity function for M87 is the same as for spirals like our Milky Way or the Andromeda Galaxy M31. The giant jet was discovered by H.D. Curtis of the Lick Observatory in 1918. This phenomenon extends thousands of light-years. Sources give 5,000, but maybe it is more, as they are often based on too small distances of this galaxy. The present author would estimate 7,000-8,000 might be more likely. The jet is consisted of ejected gaseous material from the core of the galaxy. Polarimetric exposures of this jet have shown that its light is strongly polarized in a way which is typical for synchrotron radiation. It exhibits a continuous spectrum, and appears blue in short exposure color photos, as the one in J.D. Ray's Color Atlas of Galaxies. It is in violent turbulence. Observations have shown apparent superluminal motion of gas clouds in this object, probably an illusion caused by the fact that the jet is pointing towards us. Gorgeous detail of the jet of M87 can be seen in this HST image, which was processed by R. Marky Lowitz. Obviously it can be resolved into a string of small knots and clouds, a fact which was discovered in 1977 by Halton C. Arp of M.T. Palomar and J. Lohr of JPL. According to Burnham, earlier, in 1966, Arp had discovered a second jet, pointing to the opposite direction, which is significantly less conspicuous. Because of its peculiar jet, H.C. Arp has included M87 as number 152 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies. M87 was also identified with a strong radio source Virgoda, for the brightest radio source in the constellation Virgo, by W. Biot and R. Minkowski in 1954. In 1956, a weaker radio halo was found by J.E. Baldwin and F.G. Smith of Cambridge. It was also identified as a strong source of X rays, and sits near the center of a hot X-ray emitting cloud extending far over the Virgo cluster. Compare the optical and X-ray image of M87 and its surroundings in the Virgo cluster, or the whole central part of the Virgo cluster. It is on hand that such an interesting object as M87 is under intensive investigation with the Hubble Space Telescope. Even before its refurbishment in December 1993, early HST observations brought to light new interesting detail, especially in the jet of M87 in the new Hubble Space Telescope views of M87 after the repair mission. The violent active nucleus of this galaxy could be glimpsed significantly closer, to reveal a massive central object of about 2.3 billion solar masses, concentrated within the innermost sphere with a radius of 60 light-years. This object is surrounded by a rapidly rotating gaseous accretion disk. The gas may be part of a more extended system of interstellar matter, which was detected by Faber-Epero interferometry by astronomers from the Colorado Observatory around 1990. The only supernova recorded for M87 appeared in February 1919, but was not detected before 1922 on photographic plates, by I. Balanowski, who estimated its maximum brightness as 11.5. At M87's distance, this corresponds to an absolute magnitude of nearly 20 Meg. Messier 87 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781. Messier, M87, March 18, 1781 8712 H19 meters 48s, 184 D 57, 06, plus 13 D 38, 01, nebula without star, in Virgo, below and very near a star of 8th magnitude, the star having the same right ascension as the nebula, and its declination was 13 D 42, 21, north. This nebula appears at the same luminosity as the two nebulae NAS 84 and 86. William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 660, 1784, April 12, Southwest 189, 2 SF small, faint, and 1 LB, large, bright, nebula, the two first like the p preceding, western. 2 IEII.121, 122, and GCs 4485 and 4461, the B bright, 1 RMB and round, much brighter to the middle, 1784, April 17th, southwest 199, 3 nebulae, the two first VFS very faint, small, the third LBMBM large, brighty, much brighter to the middle, but diminishing very gradually in brightness. The two first RII.123, 124 and GCs 4476, 4478, John Herschel, 1833, H1301, H1301 equals M87, sweep the 22nd of, March 13th, 1826, RA 12 H22 meters 8.7s, NPD 76D 40, 9. 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, R, 60, mistaken for II.124, very bright, round, 60, diameter, sweep 191, May 2nd, 1829, RA 12 H22 meters 12.3s, NPD 76D 41, 35, 1830.0, VB, VL, are very bright, very large, round, sweep 192, May 4th, 1829, RA 12 H22 meters 12.7s, NPD 76D 40, 4, 1830.0, PB, L, are pretty bright, large, round, sweep 245, March 23rd, 1830. RA 12 H22 meters 17.7s, NPD 76D 40, 58, 1830.0, VB, VL, R, PSMBM, R, 3, DIOM, very bright, very large, round, pretty suddenly much brighter toward the middle, mottled, 3, diameter, sweep the 19th of, March 10th, 1826. RA 12 H22 meters 17.7s, NPD 76D 41, 34, 1830.0, VB, R, BM, taken past Mirid, PD 2 great, very bright, round, brighter toward the middle, taken past meridian transit, enclosed square bracket PD 2 great, Smythe from the description of M88, has it in a chart, in the immediate nebulous neighborhood, of 88 Messier, John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 3035, GC 3035 equals H1301 equals M87, RA 12 H23 meters 44.0s, NPD 76D 50, 39.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, R, MBM 7 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, very bright, very large, round, much brighter toward the middle, drier, and GC 4486, and GC 4486 equals GC 3035 equals H1301, M87, RA 12 H23 meters 44s, NPD 76D 50.1. 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, R, MBM, third of three, equals M87 very bright, very large, round, much brighter toward the middle, third of three easternmost. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42. And GC 4486, RA equals 12:25.8, DEC equals plus 12:57, exceedingly bright, the sharp nucleus shows well in 5 meters exposure, the brighter central portion is about 0.5, in diameter, and the total diameter is about 2, nearly round, no spiral structure is discernible, a curious straight ray lies in a gap in the nebulosity in PA20 DEC, apparently connected with the nucleus by a thin line of matter. The ray is brightest at its inner end, which is 11, from the nucleus, 20 SN. Content Karasyev sets, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.